Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, August the 10th, 2014. Now let us continue with the teachings for the month of August. We finished chapter 3 in the book of Revelation, and now we're moving to chapter 4, and let us remind ourselves that the purpose of the book of Revelation, the purpose of Genesis to Revelation, the purpose of Holy Quran from first chapter to the last, the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita, the I Ching, the Zoroaster book, the indigenous readings of the original books, which are the universe and all of the facets of the universe. All of this is to teach the poor working class masses of people that we must rise up and overturn this system. As a matter of fact, let me just share with you some things that are on my mind. In the Sunday school lesson, and all the lessons, all the scriptures, all the chapters tie into each other. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, around verse 12, in the King James Version, paraphrasing, Paul says that my conversation is in the world and towards you. Now, the phrase conversation in the world, when we examine the definitions of those words, we come to understand exactly what the Apostle Paul is attempting to do. Exactly what Messiah, Yahushua, Christus, Hamashiach, Jesus Christ, Yahushua was doing, is doing, has done, and Yahushua is the universe. We understand exactly what the prophets were attempting to do. That phrase, conversation in the world. Let me see if I can just go ahead and find that so we can quote it exactly and take our time and set up what we are going to learn in the book of Revelation chapter 4. I'm typing in the word conversation in my search engine for Blue Letter Bible.org. I'm finding 2 Corinthians. Yes, there we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. Paul is organizing the Christian church in Corinth at Achaia. This Christian church is to be a revolutionary church that would stand up for equal rights and justice and challenge the system, challenge Rome. Now, most of your religious leaders do not see it that way, but that is because the leadership of the religious institutions, not the rank and file, but the top leadership, are in the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Therefore, the low-level leadership and the rank and file are continuously deceived as to what the scripture is saying. Our problem, sisters and brothers, is that we have become King James Version Christians, or New Living Bible Version Christians, or some other version of the Bible Christian. And all of these versions, many times, oftentimes, too many times, will hide truth, change from the truth, and camouflage things, especially when you deal with King James. And we know that King James, 1600 AD, in that time period, king of Britain, England, was a colonizer. King James was a colonizer, a killer, a destroyer. He hated poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. So when he got his scholars together, Shakespeare and others, they purposefully hid things and changed things so that the masses of the people would not rise up and overthrow their monarchical, I hope I'm saying that correctly, monarchical type rule. They didn't want the masses to overthrow the British Empire. They didn't want the masses to overthrow the British monarchy. So King James Version, sisters and brothers, you cannot trust it at all. You must do your investigation, and we must go into the original language from which the King James used and edited out of the original languages, and now they give us the English in the King James. But every week we see that truth is hidden, things are changed, things are camouflaged, and if we do not take our time and study and go to blueletterbible.org, which is the presentation of the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Old Testament African Hebrew, New Testament European Greek. This is a presentation of the original language. Now, you yet have to be careful in reading the Strong's commentary and know your African culture. And by your African culture, I mean all of you as human beings. All of us are descendant from the ancient African ancestors who taught us our religions and gave us our religious and scientific texts, gave us our knowledge and wisdom. And everyone on the earth is regurgitating what the ancient Africans taught, but we don't know that's the reality, that Africa is the fountainhead. And so even when you go into the Strong's, you have to have a consciousness of the original African teaching, or else we can yet get carried away. But in the definitions, Strong's does a fabulous job. And most times in the commentary, they just give you the information and you just run with the information. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to youward. This is some heavy scripture when you get into the definitions of the word. Paraphrasing. Testimony. calling the roll, calling the record, calling the universe to the universal court, calling the judges, calling those who have seen and heard testimony, calling the atoms of the universe to testify to our actions in the universe, calling forth those who have become even martyrs, who have died in the struggle for revolution, who have died in the struggle for standing up for human rights, the consciousness having to do with your soul. This is sunedesis. This is a feminine noun. So the consciousness is seen as feminine. And so Paul says that the consciousness is involved here. Let's hear the pronunciation of this in the European Greek.
Strong's G, 4893. Sunidesis. Sunidesis.
Let me play that again.
Strong's G, 4893. Sunidesis. Sunidesis.
Sunidesis is a feminine noun. See, all actions, characteristics, attributes are seen as coming through the feminine or the masculine, the sacred and divine feminine or the sacred and divine masculine. Now, in the European Greek, they neuter a significant portion of their words. We're always cognizant of that, but in Africa, I don't see any neutering. Everything masculine or feminine. But here in the European Greek, the word for consciousness is feminine. So your consciousness is feminine. And so in the consciousness works and functions as a womb, W-O-M-B. So we want only pure words and ideas to come into the womb that is our consciousness so that we may produce and give birth to righteous actions, the consciousness of anything. Further on the definition, the soul as distinguishing between what is morally good and bad, prompting to do the former, meaning good, and shun the latter, meaning shun the bad, commending one, meaning commend the good, see that the good is good, and condemning the other, meaning condemn all that is bad and evil. So, Paul is talking about his works and the works of those that are with him, equating to the testimony of his conscience and the conscience of those that are with him. The testimony. Let me go ahead and hit testimony. Testimony materion, materion, testimony rooted in another word that has to do with witness and martis, legal, in a legal sense, to be a witness in an historical sense, meaning a spectator of anything or of a contest. In an ethical sense, those who after his example have proved the strength and genuineness of their faith in Christ by undergoing a violent death. So Paul and those with him have a track record that we can view, that we can see. And Paul represents a people, a people comprised of revolutionary organization, leadership, apostles, leadership that are revolutionaries that stand up and oppose the system, oppose Rome, oppose the Roman Empire. The word apostle is rooted etymologically in the same word that the word cross in the European Greek is rooted in, that word having to do with standing up against and amongst and in the midst of the Sanhedrin, standing up in the midst of the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, the judges, really the technocrats of the system in that day. We have the same issue today. The technocrats are they who are in the middle between the masses of poor working class peoples and in between us and in between the ruling class and the ruling families. So all of your presidents and prime ministers, kings and queens, heads of governmental, financial, educational, and religious institutions, heads of corporations, board of supervisors, board of directors, managers, so on. These are technocrats. Who are they who continue the actual mechanism and functioning of the system of colonialism, slavery, exploitation, warfare, and bloodshed? So Paul and the leadership with him represent a group of leaders who are raising up believers who understand that belief in Christ means belief in life, means belief in existing for all, and means that we must rise up and overturn the system of death, hell, destruction. So the track record is there. The testimony is there. The martyrs are there. Paul's life and those with him always under constant threat of death. It is the same in these days and times. Leaders of the black revolutionary struggle, the human rights revolutionary struggle, the student movement revolutionary struggle, the woman's suffrage movement revolutionary struggle, the union movement, and I'm speaking of the 50s and the 60s and the 40s and the 30s, the union movement revolutionary struggle, the abolitionist movement, anti-slavery revolutionary struggle of the 1800s and in those days and times, the student movement revolutionary struggle, anti-colonialism revolutionary struggle. Those leaders, their lives were on the line, sisters and brothers. The testimony is there. The martyrdom is there. The threats of death is there to be studied that we may understand what we may have to go through in these days and times. The testimony of our conscience. All of this comes out of our conscience and out of our soul, because in our soul, we can't tolerate warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. And the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families know and understand that our very nature is against wanton violence, warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. And that if given the proper information, we would rise up and link up with all poor working class masses of people all over the earth and cease to kill one another, cease to be divided along sectarian lines of black, brown, red, yellow, white, Christian, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, Zoroaster, Rastafari, Hindu, Buddhism, communism, socialism, atheism, agnosticism, Gnosticism, anarchism. All of these words describe an aspect of the human family that is good and that we need to study that we may understand collectively how to overturn this system. But if we retreat to our sectarian group and organization in exclusivity of other groups and organizations who are also in the struggle for freedom, justice, and equality, then we remain divided and remain weak, and enmity and animosity can come in and keep us apart. The wicked ruling class, they know that. So they feed information through the technocrats to us to keep us divided and destroyed. And so we must overcome all of these barriers and boundaries that separate us. We must overcome and go into our conscience, our consciousness, go into our soul, go into that feminine power that resides within men and women, boys and girls. Go into the soul consciousness and study politics, study history, study current affairs. Understand and know that Britain, America, and Israel are in the hands, under the control of wicked ruling class and ruling families who feed us lies through their technocrats, feed us lies through their kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers and congresspeople and senators, to keep us camouflaged from the truth of what is going on. Did we not say some time ago about the Greater Middle East project, which is the project of America, Britain, and Israel to redo that whole region of Africa, North Africa, the so-called Middle East? And so they have raised up Al-Qaeda, the CIA, Mossad, MI5 and 6, have raised up Al-Qaeda and raised up Al-Nusra and raised up the so-called Islamic State in Syria and the Levant that they call ISIS and ISIL. These are groups that have been raised up by the CIA, Mossad, MI5 and 6 to attack Libya, attack Syria, attack Iraq, and they're being armed and financed by the Obama administration in America. By, is it Cameron in Britain? Is he the leader right now, Cameron? By also Netanyahu in Israel. These are the technocrats and those with them that have raised up these so-called Islamic groups that have nothing to do with Islam. The masses of Muslims are peaceful people. They're our brothers and sisters. But what has happened is you have poor, disaffected Muslim Arab men and Muslim men who have been raised in impoverishment and poverty, and then the CIA comes into their territory and set up people who claim the religion that they love to make them mercenaries that will kill and die unbeknownst to them on behalf of the CIA, Mossad, MI5 and 6. So now the media, and this burns me up because I'm tired of warfare and bloodshed. I'm tired of sisters and brothers' lives being destroyed. Now they want to say ISIS and ISIL is a threat to America to get us afraid again. It's 9-1-1 all over again. And to the extent that ISIS and ISIL are destroying a group of Christians in Iraq, whatever that extent is, it's a CIA operation to destroy people that they had planned to destroy, to make us to think that now America, Britain, and Israel are going to come in and save the day, save the people from the very problem that they caused. Tell me this, sisters and brothers, how can Britain, America, and Israel commit genocide on Palestinians and hate Palestinians and put up the whole of the Palestinian people for killing and bloodshed, and then tell you and me that they love some Christians over in a territory and region in Iraq. It does not add up. But if we don't study, go after alternative information. Turn off CNN. Turn on Democracy Now, but you have to watch Democracy Now too, because they had it wrong in Libya. But turn on Democracy Now, you'll get a different thinking. Turn on Tarpley.net. Turn on Alex Jones. Turn on TheNationOfIslam.org. Turn on the African People's Socialist Party, Uhuru Radio. Uhuru Radio. Turn on Pacifica Radio, KPFA in Berkeley. Turn on KPFK in Los Angeles. Is it KFCF in Fresno? WBAI in New York? Turn on the Pacifica radio stations all over the country. Turn on PRN. I'm forgetting what the acronym stands for, but my brother, Gary Knoll, and some other good people are on PRN. Turn on some alternative news, sisters and brothers. Turn on globalresearch.ca, I think it is. And read these wonderful articles that these wonderful researchers write so that we may get the real and true information. Then go back to CNN, MSNBC, and you have some consciousness. Then we're able to tap into our consciousness and see when they are absolutely lying to us, all to get us to support more killing of poor working class masses of people. Even those that join Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL, ISIS, these are being manipulated in the same way that those who join the drug cartels in Central and South America, and those who join America's military, and Britain's military, and Israel's military. They always send poor people, working class people. Technocrats' children don't go. And if you see the king and the queen's child go, like in Britain, they're protected. Those princes aren't really put in harm's way on the battlefield like the poor people. No, their lives are protected. So it's always manipulation of poor working class masses of people, making us to think, oh, the Arab is my enemy. And the Arab thinks, oh, the American is my enemy. And we think that we are each other's enemy, but we must move back, pan back, and see that the same wicked ruling class and families are controlling our lives, and we must have the correct information so that we may tap into the testimony of our consciousness. The testimony grows out of our consciousness, our sacred, divine, feminine soul consciousness. Then we'll be able to come together and overthrow this system. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.